1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Bob Dylan with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, from the Freewheeling Bob Dylan. Prior to that, we had the Bell Notes with I've Had It, and the Birds, I'll Feel a Whole Lot Better, from their Greatest Hits collection. We started things off with Odetta, Gallows Tree, from the best, one of her best of collections. And, you know, it's funny is that Bob Dylan, obviously a huge influence on Lou Reed and many other people and artists and musicians kind of growing up in the 50s and 60s. And, well, particularly the 60s, Dylan didn't really do much in the 50s. But, you know, what's funny is that Lou Reed was in many, a few bands with his friends, starting things out and finding his sound. A lot of them, of course, some influenced by Dylan. But at one point, he'd already learned guitar and he'd gotten pretty good at it. And in fact, in high school, he was regarded as a future musician and a really cool guy. And, you know, what's funny is that he wanted to play, was that he knew or he learned how to play harmonica, but didn't want to play it because he thought that people would just associate him with like Bob Dylan or being a Bob Dylan clone or ripoff of some kind. So he didn't really play the harmonica in the bands. He just played guitar and did some singing. So that made me think of that. All right, let's move on up next. It's this one from the Del Vikings, The Sunday Kind of Love, 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
I'm through with my old love. I loved her through and through. I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be you?
I want a Sunday kind of love.
What about you?
To heaven when money's up. I want a love to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday kind of love.
I want a love that's on the square.
Wap-a-oo.
And on a road that leads nowhere.
Wap-a-oo.
I want a love to have and to hold.
Wap-a-oo.
I want a Sunday kind of love. Every day, I'm hoping to discover what a certain kind of lover
who will show me the way.
My heart needs someone to enfold. To heaven, with money's a goal. I want love to heaven to hold. I want a Sunday kind of heaven when money's a goal. I want a love to heaven to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here, right by my side, and in her right hand, a silver dagger. Says that I can't be your bride. All men are false, says my mother. They'll tell you wicked love and lies. The very next evening court another, leave you alone to pine and sigh. 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle of another maid he's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden and hope that she will be your wife, for I've been warned and I've decided to sleep alone all of my life.
night. You pretty baby, I'd even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking for you and me, and I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Discover the forest. Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you for that very important announcement. All right. So welcome back, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO, and that was Ricky Nelson with I'm Walking. Originally, I think that was a Fats Domino song originally, and then he turned it into like a big pop hit. I think he was like a massive teen idol pop star from back in the 50s. The Spaniels before that with Baby It's You. Joan Baez with Silver Dagger. I have to say, that's off her first record. I have to say, it's a little darker than I associate Joan Baez's material with. I kind of almost see where Lou Reed would have been inspired by that to write some music, particularly some of the Velvet Underground stuff that came after. The Del Vikings started things off with A Sunday Kind of Love. This is our show devoted to Will, excuse me, not Will. No, Will Hermé is the writer, but Lou Reed is the subject of this massive biography. It's very weighty, very dense. There's a lot in here. There's only one section full of photos, which is fine. It's got all the famous photos of like Lou Reed with like David Bowie and Iggy Pop, and the other one, I think, it's with Mick Jagger and David Bowie or something. It's, I think those are the Mick Rock photos that everyone's seen with in the 70s. Anyway, so that's what's going on here. The show this morning, actually no music from Lou Reed. All the stuff that influenced him from the 50s and 60s, which would account for this next track from the Cadillacs, Gloria, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Not Marie, oh.
1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Cecil Taylor. All 9 minutes of that, Excursions on a wobbly Rail, excuse me, from Looking Ahead. Prior to that, The Mellows with Smoke from Your Cigarette. That was live, you know. They apparently did a reunion tour. I noticed in the record artwork for this live record, they look considerably older than the other covers featuring them. And I couldn't find a studio version of that. That was fine. Sometimes I like to go for the source material. The Isley Brothers with a Respectable, great song there from the Shout collection, and it was the Cadillacs with Gloria from the Best of the Cadillacs. You know, all these old doo-wop 50s bands, they all have some kind of like 50s or some kind of like greatest hits collection. So I'm just playing. I mean, you know, a lot of them were released as singles. A lot of the songs that were known by someone like Lou Reed, who was growing up in the 50s and 60s, he heard them as a single, not off a record or off a album. So it seems appropriate they would be collected in the greatest hits package. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. If you're just joining me, where the hell have you been? It's we're almost done here in the kind of the home stretch of our show. Part one of the Lou Reed King of New York series. I imagine that I haven't read the whole book yet, but what I've read has been pretty dense with music. So I've been sort of taking notes while reading. It's kind of a laborious process, really, especially when you're on the T trying to juggle your phone and the book at the same time. But it's worth it for you. These are the sacrifices that I make for my loyal listeners. All right, so what's next? It's Dion and the Belmonts. Why not? I Wonder Why, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Now I love you like I do. Now I do. Don't know why I love you.
Gee, it's dandy to have some candy. Mmm, bom. Dandy, to have some candy. To have some candy. Thank you.
Ooh.
Oh.
I've got a castle.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, excuse me. That was the Bop Chords with Castles in the Sky. Before that, Jimmy Reed, Baby What You Want Me to Do, or Baby What You Want Me to Do, sorry, Larry Williams, Boney Maroney. That was a big hit in like 1957, so don't turn your nose up at that. The L Chords with Peppermint Stick, and it was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Work With Me Annie starting off that set. Thousand Points of Light, I feel like Wolfman Jack or something. I can't do that voice, not that anybody would know the reference. It would just sort of like, it gets caught in the back of my throat, makes me cough. All this doo-wop stuff is because we're having a Lou Reed show. Lou Reed, the King of New York. I started reading the book, and it's very dense. I'm about maybe 50-70 pages in, and it's all the stuff that he grew up listening to, and that's what we're doing here this morning. This is going to be one of probably a four-part series, and we've got some good stuff coming up. So Little Richard and Ornette Coleman, and I want to get this a couple more in here. This is The Solitaires, Later For You Baby, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Something right back, and she said, later for you, baby. Moving on.
All right, underneath is, of course, Ornette Coleman with Lonely Woman. The song, very important to Lou Reed when he was growing up. He loved this song, and he named like a radio show after it when he was at NYU and carried it with him throughout. And, of course, I saw him live back in the 90s at Lincoln Center. Ornette Coleman was honored, and Lou Reed was there with Laurie Anderson. It was one of the most amazing shows I've ever seen. All right. So that's sort of what's going on here. Thanks for joining me here. The last track of the morning is going to be Little Richard, an immense influence on, of course, David Bowie and Lou Reed. Anybody who was kind of a 60s and 70s rock icon was greatly influenced by Little Richard for his androgyny and for his embrace of rock and roll. And sort of looking back on him, his music has aged well, as has his personality. And so we're going to play that Long Tall Sally, last track this morning. See you next week here on WMFO. Stay tuned for Something About the Women.